Hey, it's Kim Komando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to komando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. All right, let's kick things off with a really interesting story. There's a 76-year-old woman in Athens, Georgia. She almost lost $50,000. Why? How? Some scammer was pretending to be a high-ranking cop, saying that she had federal warrants to clear. Well, they had her get $16,000 in Bitcoin. Just when she's about to withdraw $50,000 for another deposit, this rock star bank teller just steps in, and he's like, hold on a sec, lady. How about you report this to the police? And she does that. And guess what? She found out it was a bunch of nonsense. Oh, yes, that's right. And this is a word to the wise, that anytime somebody calls you and they pretend to be a high-ranking official and they are asking you for money, just say no. And on that happy note, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Kim Komando Show, because after all, yeah, funny how this works. I'm Kim Komando, America's beloved digital goddess. And you're about to get more tech smarts, because every single thing is now a tech thing. If you're just tuning into the show for the first time, we're so delighted to have you on board. And to our loyal listeners who have been with us time and time again, it's just so great to see you back. And you can find my award-winning show on 420 top stations throughout the United States. And of course, we're streaming as a podcast, as a webcast, commercial-free, over at komando.com. And in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage, just hit that bright yellow happy button that says Komando Community. And yes, I said commercial-free. And if you're listening on the radio, we love that. And just a reminder, you can get us as a podcast wherever you get your podcast. Just search for Komando with a K, of course. And I know you have at least a few questions about something digital I can lend a hand to. And that's why our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. But if you need immediate tech support, I want you to reach out to my team of tech experts over at getkimshelp.com. Once again, that's getkimshelp.com. Already, every single day, I check out at least 30 different websites to make sure that we are both up to date on all things digital. And here are the top five things about tech you need to know right now. And we're going to start with Netflix, because a funny thing has happened over at Netflix. First, it just ticked off millions of folks by cutting off friends and relatives who are using your account but not living with you. Some canceled, and then, wow, things change. The people Netflix cut off apparently realized that spending 10 to 20 bucks a month for Netflix wasn't so bad after all. And suddenly, those canceled accounts turned into brand new accounts, millions of them, and they just kept coming and coming, 5.9 million. So let's do the math. Each account generates at least $10 a month. At 5.9 million, that comes to 59 million new dollars every single month. That's more than $750 million a year in new revenue. And it just goes to prove that regardless of all the belt tightening and talk of inflation and recession, Americans, they love Netflix. All right, moving on to number two, cell phone radiation is back in the news, and here's what you need to know. Your cell phone emits radiation even when you're not using it, because it's always in contact with the nearest cell phone tower. Now, our government says that the radiation can't harm you, but ProPublica reports that both the FCC and the FDA based this on 20-year-old data. What? Yeah. And there's new research proving health risks, even if our exposure is below the FCC limits. Now, this radiation can affect fetal development and perhaps even trigger some forms of cancer. They also have some new studies of people living near cell towers, and they just have a whole bunch of health complaints, dizziness, nausea, headaches, insomnia. So for now, just play it safe. Never, ever put that cell phone to your ear. And this is especially true with kids. And pregnant women, you need to keep that phone away from both your heads and your bellies at all times. Moving on to number three, think about things that have expiration date. Eggs and cheese and yogurt and milk. Well, what about Chromebooks? Now, Chromebooks are in the news right now because during the pandemic, all these school districts went out and bought Chromebooks so that the kids could work at home and they could be schooled at home. Well, now, you know, here's what's going on, is that Chromebooks, they have a death date. Yes. And this death date is when the Chromebook will stop automatically updating, putting all your data and information at risk. So before buying a Chromebook, you always have to ask for the Chromebook's AUE. That's short for Auto Update Expiration Date. You want to know that. Again, that's the Chromebook AUE. Moving on to number four, let's move to PC sales. Now, whether you noticed it or not, sales of personal computers have just plummeted. Leading the way is surprisingly Apple. Now, to be fair, sales of all PCs are down, way down. But Apple's sales plunge, it's uncharacteristic. Now, for the first 3 months of this year, shipments by all PCs combined slumped almost 30%. But at Apple, it's a massive 40% sales plunge. Why? Well, they're saying that people aren't spending money on Apple computers because they just last a long time. Now, meanwhile, Microsoft just released their last quarterly earnings. Windows sales were down 12%. Again, PC sales are down, so Windows sales are going to be down as well. So what this means to you is that you have to pay attention to all the back-to-school deals. So if you want a Windows PC, you're going to be able to find a bargain. And finally, this coming in at number 5, tipping gone wild. Yeah, I know. Doesn't it seem like everybody's asking for tips? First came the built-in tips at restaurants, and then self-checkouts, stadiums, fast food joints, dog groomers, usually when you're paying with a bank card. Now, even my plumber, oh my gosh, tried to stick me with a 20% tip the other day. I was like, no, I don't think so. A Reddit user posted about a restaurant bill of $137, attached an additional 10% fee, almost $14. For what? To pay for the restaurant staff's health insurance. Now, here's the deal. Everywhere you go, we now have iPads. Now, most people opt for the middle choice. But I'll tell you, where I get my nails done, that middle choice isn't 15%, 20%, or 25%. It's 30%, a 30% tip to get a manicure. Wow, crazy. So you have to actually say, you know what, I only want to give a 15% if that's what you wanted, because your only choices are 20, 30%, and they actually have a 50% tip on that. Whew, I'll tell you, deciding if you should tip someone can be hard. It all essentially comes down to whether their balance can take it or not. Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat, it's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
How about we start our phone calls with Debbie in Wisconsin?
Thank you. My question for you is this. I was recently in a car accident, and unfortunately, my vehicle was, like, totaled, and some witness across the street who probably didn't see the whole thing told the cops that I ran the four-way stop, which is a bunch of malarkey, but we won't go there. So anyway, I'm getting a new vehicle. Actually, I just picked it up yesterday. And I would like your recommendation of a good dash cam, because unfortunately, I've seen so many reckless drivers that, heaven forbid, that another crash or accident should happen that is not my fault.
Sure.
I would like some way to prove that, no, this is what really happened, instead of relying on, you know, this person said they saw that.
No, you know what? I totally hear you. I mean, you know, there's a reason why the cops have them, right? I mean, and it's a good idea to have one in your car as well. So when you start looking at dash cams, there are things that you want, okay? You want the front and the rear dash cam. So just some of these dash cams, they only do the front. Okay, well, that's fine. But it would be nice if we could get the rear as well. Because, you know, what if you get rear-ended? Then you don't have anything, right?
Right.
And then you also need to make sure that you buy a dash cam that has a good wide angle. 150 or above is good. 170 degrees is also good. And then a lot of these, they record on SD cards, and they need to be big enough. So 32 gigs is pretty standard. And what happens is that as you are using the dash cam, the video just keeps recording over it over and over and over. And so what I like to do is to make sure that that card is good. So even though one card is going to come with the dash cam, it's always a good idea to have an extra card so that this way you can swap them out from time to time. Because I'd hate for you to just rely on one card and then only to find out that that card went bad because of the heat or whatever it may be. A lot of these also work with Wi-Fi, and they have night vision and GPS. And the one that I'm talking about right now is made by a company called Ed Tiger. And we'll give you a link to it. Don't worry about it. But it's about $130. Is that in your price range?
Well, considering I'm on Social Security and I just basically signed away my life yesterday with the car loan, it might be something that's doable, but I know it's going to be tight.
Okay, so let's do this. I'll send you the dash cam that you need, okay?
Oh, that would be wonderful. I would really, really appreciate that more than you know.
Okay, so Debbie, so I'm going to put you on hold. And lovely and talented Amber is going to pick you up. And then as one of our random acts of kindness, we do these from time to time on the show. It's just my way of giving back to you guys and gals, the listeners, is we're going to send Debbie this dash cam. It's about $130. So, Debbie, thank you for your call. Sorry you got in the accident, but now you're going to have the proof that you need in case you ever get in another one. But I don't think that's going to happen. I just have a good feeling. Thanks again, Debbie. Valerie in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Hi there, Valerie.
Hello.
Welcome. What's going on?
Well, my cell phone uses up a lot of battery power. I have a iPhone 13 Pro Max, and majority of the power that's used is either searching for service or no cellular service. I live in one of those kind of like almost a no cell phone zone, which is odd because I'm 3 miles away from a Verizon tower and an AT&T tower. Explain that
one. You know
what?
I know you just sit there, right? And you're like, okay, what part of this am I missing? Okay.
Yeah. So. And I went to Chattanooga. I live like 53 miles from Chattanooga. And when I went to Chattanooga, I've actually, since I've gotten back, have used less searching for service. But I still, like today, okay, I have to use Wi-Fi because I only have one bar.
Okay, so are you putzing around and in the settings, are you turning anything on and off?
If I turn off the, you know, if you bring down the one screen, you turn off cell phone data or cell phone, then it actually uses up more battery life searching for service, even if that's off.
Okay. All right. So if you turn off, there are a couple of options there. You have cell network search. Okay. That doesn't necessarily prevent your phone from searching for a cell signal. What you really want is data usage, and then that's going to affect, in turn, the battery. So you have cellular data, and that will effectively stop the phone from using the cell network for internet connectivity, but you still get your calls and your text messages. So when we start talking about battery life, you have to make sure that you have everything else that's turned off in the background as well. So what you want to do is get into background refresh on the phone. And under the background refresh, that's where you're going to have things like Facebook, TikTok, maybe the weather app and astronomy app and all this other stuff. So you want to start turning all that stuff off, okay, so that this way we don't have all these programs running in the background that they would be consuming battery life. Of course, you also want to turn down the brightness on your phone, turn down the brightness in your phone so that this way that's not going to be using the battery. So essentially, we're going to be trying to conserve as much power as we can. Now, I also want to make sure that you've gotten all the Apple updates that you have ever needed for this iPhone. Because over time, this has been a really common problem, not since the 13, probably since I would guess the iPhone, probably 10, where we've been dealing with bad battery life. And I think that's really indicative of all the apps that we have running right now and also doing in the background. But I just want to make sure that you have all the updates that you needed for this iPhone, because battery life in iPhones have been notorious for not being the optimal situation. Now, that being the case, you might want to consider just having you can get an iPhone case with a battery built in. You can get an external battery. But I think if you look under what's happening in the background refresh, I think that's going to be where probably all your problems are originating. And thank you for your call. What's interesting about dash cams is that some of the newer cars actually have them built in, but you're going to have to pay a monthly fee. Yeah, one more subscription in our lives, because doesn't it seem like everywhere you turn, somebody's trying to charge you $10 a month for this, $3 a month for this. Well, now with your car, yeah, there are subscriptions, not just for the dash cam. Heated seats, $20 a month. For Toyotas, if you want to use the Keyless and Go, you have to pay a monthly subscription for that. And speaking of subscriptions, if you have some fitness apps, listen up, because you may be able to get in shape by using Netflix. That's right. They have about, 50 different exercise videos from Nike Training Club now on Netflix. And it's more than 30 hours of fitness content. So that means that you don't have to pay for these other at-home fitness programs, because again, those are more, subscription fees. So to get your fitness program started, all you have to do is just sign into your Netflix account and then type this into the search bar, Nike Training Hub. Once again, that's Nike Training Hub. And from there, you can pick and choose whatever workout that you want. And they're broken into segments like 10-minute workouts, 20-minute workouts, body weight burn. And what's also pretty sweet is that there are different levels for different intensities. So if you consider that the average gym membership costs just over, $500 a year, isn't that just crazy? And the program isn't exactly free. I mean, you still have to pay for Netflix. But it's less than what Peloton charges every month, $44 for Peloton indoor, outdoors. And then maybe it's just like $29 for just a bare minimum membership. So if you do have a fitness app and you're paying for it, you might want to go ahead and check out the Netflix app.
All you want is to meet your security and compliance requirements, but your business technology keeps changing. Cyber threats emerge every day. More regulations apply to you now than ever before, and your IT resources remain limited. The Center for Internet Security can help. At CIS, we work to create a safer world for people, businesses, and governments through collaboration and innovation. Using a community-driven consensus process, we work with IT professionals and volunteers around the world to develop and maintain security best practices. These resources save you time, money, and effort wherever you are on your cybersecurity journey. We also work with U.S. state, local, tribal, and territorial government organizations to share information with one another so they're stronger together. Join us today in creating confidence in the connected world. Visit CISecurity.org to play your part.
All right, here's a letter from our listener mail. Hey, Kim, I take naked pictures of my wife. Is it okay to store them in the cloud? All right. The answer is yes, with a few buts. Okay. If you only store your documents or these pictures locally, you're really just one hard drive failure away from losing all your life's work and these precious memories. Now, when you store your docs in the cloud, you do have a backup. But here's the deal. I want you to make sure that that cloud server is secure. So what do I think about Google Drive or iCloud? Sure, they're free, but let me tell you something. There are definite no-go for these very personal files. Here's why. If you're using one of these services, you're probably automatically signed in on all your devices. So what happens, smarty pants, if your laptop or phone is stolen? Plus, the terms and conditions of these services, you agree that you give these companies permission to analyze your documents and whatever you put up in the cloud. So if you have to use either of these, I want to make sure that you use a super strong password and also set up two-factor authentication. And whatever you do, here's the big caveat. Do not stay logged in on all your devices, because you're just one swipe away from everybody seeing everything that you have up there. All right, coming up, we have a tip if your phone is running slowly, and then later on, maybe you still want to get in that summer vacation. Well, what's the best day of the week to book that flight online? I have that answer. And how about we go back to the phone calls with Mary in Medford, Oregon?
Well, so I'm concerned because someone has recorded my voice, and what happened was I was receiving phone calls. You know, you get calls and you told us not to answer them. And, of course, I didn't for a couple months. And then I had kind of chaos, a couple grandkids, and I was waiting for a phone call for my elderly mom from the nurse. And I picked up the phone and I said, hello, hello, kind of sing-songy. Anyway, nobody answered, you know, nobody responded. So I hung up, I went, darn it. But anyway, about 4 days later, they called me back, the same number. And it had my voice saying, hello, hello. It went to voicemail and did that. So they recorded me. And I did go to the FBI website because you talked about that. And I was kind of not sure about filling it out because I didn't feel like I actually, because it said if you're a victim and all this, and I'm thinking, well, I'm not a victim yet.
Yeah, right. Hasn't happened yet. So I guess, can I just put like a, like, I'll be back type of message, you know? It's the IC3.gov website. Is that where you went? Is that where you went? Did you go to the IC3?
Yeah.
I3C.gov website? Is that where you went?
I did. And I started to fill out the thing, but, you know, it says if you're, you know, I don't know. I just felt like, oh, gosh, if I'm doing the wrong thing as far as filling it out because I'm not a victim, basically. But I know somebody did something. And, Kim, I erased my voice, my answering machine, which is my voice. I have blank now. I don't even know what I'm going to do for that. And I also blocked that number, but I kept the recording.
Okay, so a couple of things going around, just so we're all on the same page, is that you only need a couple of seconds of somebody's voice to replicate the voice. And so the whole idea is that if somebody calls you, you're not going to say hello until they say something first.
Okay? Right.
Which, you know, so Mary, you did. I mean, it happens. You were distracted and you're like, okay, hello, hello. And the fact that somebody called you and left that voicemail, to me, I don't think this is a crime. I don't think this is somebody who's trying to get your voice. I think this is just somebody pulling a prank on you. I think this is somebody, maybe it's one of the kids or the kids' friends where they become pranksters and they just want to have a little fun on your behalf. Because this is pretty indicative of what kids around 12 years old are doing right now, 10 to 12, especially with grandparents, as they think like, oh, gosh, you know, we're going to show them and and we're going to get a burner number and we're going to, you know. So I think this is a prank that's going around and I wouldn't necessarily worry about it. I think you're safe. I think you're going to be all good. I don't think you're going to need to go to the Internet Crime Complaint Center in the near future.
Okay.
Feel better?
Yeah, I do. It was just creepy, kind of.
It is creepy. You know what? It is creepy. Mm-hmm. And you know, there's also another one they're doing is that there are a lot of apps that have fake voices. Mm-hmm. And so the kids are getting burner phones and they're using these fake voices to call people. And again, normally it's somebody who they know or somebody, a distant relative or a neighbor. They're doing it to neighbors, teachers, school nurses, you know, you name it, that they are like, hey, and then they record it. And then if they can get a video with it, then they're all hoping that they're going to go viral someday. But I wouldn't worry about it, Mary. I think you're all good. Thanks for your call. Okay, here's a prank that's pretty popular. Now, imagine this. You hook up a wireless keyboard to your buddy's computer. Okay, then you sit back, relax, and now from a distance, you start typing messages or just doing some crazy stuff on their screen. It's going to totally look like that computer has a mind of its own, like it's haunted or something. It just drives people crazy. I'm not saying you should do it, but if you just want to try a harmless prank, that's one that normally gets people every single time. All right, have you ever tried to pull up that photo you took last year while you're on vacation, but it just takes forever? Okay, what's going on? Here are some quick fixes. If your phone suddenly starts running slowly, you probably, well, have too much data on it. But it's not your photos, your videos, or other docs that are just plugging it up. It could be your phone browser's cache. Yeah, just like on your computer. The cache stores versions of website graphics, so think logos, banners, videos, so that this way it makes surfing online quicker. But over time, that cache, it just builds into this pile of data that just bloats down your smartphone. So good news, you can clear it all out. Super easy to do. On an iPhone, find Safari, and in the settings, I want you to look up website data. And then if you get rid of that, your phone is going to run a lot more smoothly, I bet. For Android, open the Chrome app, and in the top, tap More, and then clear out that browsing data. Now, if deleting your web browser's cache doesn't help speed things up, check for any operating system updates, and then you want to install them. That's always my complete nightmare on my iMac. It just happened to me this morning. Like 20 minutes later, I'm like, oh my gosh, stop. Oh, finally, turn your phone completely off. Wait 30 seconds and turn it back on. That usually does a trick too. I know, rebooting. Yes, it's simple, but a lot of people just don't think about that. When something doesn't work, you just want to reboot it. Which reminds me, why was the Windows PC broke? You ready? It ran out of cash. Ooh, bad one. I know.
All you want is to meet your security and compliance requirements, but your business technology keeps changing. Cyber threats emerge every day. More regulations apply to you now than ever before, and your IT resources remain limited. The Center for Internet Security can help. At CIS, we work to create a safer world for people, businesses, and governments through collaboration and innovation. Using a community-driven consensus process, we work with IT professionals and volunteers around the world to develop and maintain security best practices. These resources save you time, money, and effort wherever you are on your cybersecurity journey. We also work with U.S. state, local, tribal, and territorial government organizations to share information with one another so they're stronger together. Join us today in creating confidence in the connected world. Visit cisecurity.org to play your part.
All right, back to the phones we go with Dan in Las Vegas.
I'm a private investigator, and I'm working on a skip trace case. And I took a photo of a vehicle in a parking lot, and it's a good photo, but I can't read the license plate. I was wondering if you might have any tips on how I might be able to enhance portions of a photo.
Oh, wow, that's a tough one. And obviously, you've tried photo apps?
Yeah, I've tried photo apps. I tried putting it on my computer, putting it into that program where they've got all the different tools to enhance the photos and stuff, and haven't been had any luck.
Have you tried any of the AI sites?
No, I have not.
Like MindJourney or anything like that? You know, there's an app, an AI app that's going crazy. I don't know if it's going to work on a license plate, but it's worth a shot.
Okay.
It's called ReMini, and it supposedly uses AI to sharpen images. Now, it's really made for photos of people, but it might work on a license plate.
Oh, really? Okay.
And the results are pretty phenomenal from what I've seen. So you might want to try that.
Okay.
And I will warn you, it's called ReMini. I will warn you that you get 3 days free. And after that, Dan, it's $10 a week. So, so make sure that you remove it after the third day or before the third day.
Okay.
You also might want to try Google. Have you tried Google Photo Scan?
No, I haven't. That's an idea.
Okay, so Google Photo Scan, you know, that works really well for older photos. Maybe there's something that might be able to, you know, figure out what those numbers are for the license plate.
Okay.
There may be another AI tool that I'm just not thinking of. If I find anything else, or if I think of anything else, just make sure that we have your email address, and I'll send you a list. I think there's, I don't want to say Chameleon. I think there's another AI tool that's just not at the tip of my tongue right now that may be able to help you out. So this is normally one of those things, Dan, that I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and go, oh, it's this. And so if I do have that revelation in the middle of the night, that I make sure I have your email address so I can send you out that link. And Dan, thank you for your call today. And let me know if any of these tools work out, by the way. Always interested in getting some feedback. Some AI-based tools like Topaz Labs Gigapixel AI or Sharpen AI, they are specifically designed for upscaling and sharpening images. Now, there's also these online platforms like Let's Enhance or Enhance.photo. These sites also use AI technologies that may help to improve the photo quality. I mean, I'm not sure it's going to bring back, a license plate numbers if it's not really there. You know what you might want to do is actually reach out to other private investigators who have had a similar situation. They may have some better solutions, some other solutions based on all of their experiences. But again, I would look at Let's Enhance or Enhance.photo, as well as Gigapixel AI or Sharpen AI. They may be able to do the trick because AI has gotten so much better even over the last, 8 to 12 months. All right, we have time for one more phone call right here. Lance in Austin, Texas.
I live on a country road just outside of Austin, and I have a long driveway. It's about 1,000 feet long. We get a lot of Amazon deliveries. In fact, so we get so many, it's embarrassing. But a while back, I built a postal drop box to simplify deliveries. That way the driver didn't have to worry about getting down my driveway and turning around and all that stuff. The box, you know, sits right next to my gate. The box is about 2 feet by 3 feet by 4 feet, and there is a sign on both sides of the gate that says, put packages in drop box. This actually works great, but I would like to take it to the next level. If I had some kind of video camera mounted inside this drop box, I could monitor my deliveries just by checking my phone instead of going all the way down the driveway, because that's kind of unpleasant. I usually walk down there, and it's 103 degrees today. As the crow flies, it's about between 800 and 900 feet from my house to the drop box. So even with a Wi-Fi extender, I don't think my Wi-Fi is going to reach that far. I was listening to your show a couple of weeks ago, and you suggested some kind of video camera to a listener that had 1,000-foot range. But I didn't catch the details of this. Can you give me some ideas for a way to monitor my deliveries? I'm looking for some type of visual aid.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for being such a longtime listener. I really appreciate that. That's pretty awesome, Lance. Do you have power at this box or no?
I have easy 12-volt power because there's a battery for my gate opener, but I could run a 120 up there if I had to.
You may not have to. I think, probably the best case scenario is let's just keep this as simple as possible, right?
Right.
So the camera that I know, the camera that I spoke about before is the same one I'm going to tell you about, too, is that it runs on 4G. It does 2K resolution, which is pretty darn good. And its rechargeable battery has a solar panel, so you're going to be, really good. It does 4-megapixel night vision. It also has two-way talk. So if you get a notification on your phone that there's an Amazon delivery there, or maybe UPS needs somebody to sign for something, is that you can go ahead and just talk to this person through the camera. But it also has something I think that you're going to really dig, is that it has what they call smart person and vehicle detection. And so if it sees a person or if it sees a car, you're going to automatically get a notification, which is pretty sweet, right?
Right.
The camera itself is about $200. I'm going to send you a link to it over on Amazon. And it's a camera that I've used myself with great success. And again, you don't need Wi-Fi since we're working on 4G. So what we're going to do is we're going to put you on hold. And then lovely Amber, who's screening the calls today, is going to send you out that link. And then if you need help any other time, don't be a stranger. Call me more often, okay, Lance? Yeah, it used to be cheaper to book a flight online on a Tuesday, but that's not the case anymore. Now, according to Expedia's 2023 Air Travel Hacks report, You missed it by a few days. That's right. The best day of the week is now, drum roll please, Sunday. Okay. Knowing this day isn't the only tool that you can use to get a great deal. You want to take a look at a search engine called Skyscanner. Its price tracking feature, it looks at flight prices over time and it sends alerts when prices change. But I'll tell you, you still can't beat Google Flights. There you can search for flights. You can set up those price alerts for specific routes and travel dates. And they also have something called Surprise Me. So if you're not sure where you want to go, it'll look for lowest prices there. If you want to look for a little help from AI, that's when you want to check out the Hopper app. It offers price predictions, they say, on flights, hotels, car rentals using AI algorithms. And you get some pretty good predictions about when prices are about to rise or fall. And again, you want to use Skyscanner, Google Flights, or the Hopper app. All right, if you just smiled, laughed, or learned one thing, be sure to tell three friends about the Kim Komando Show and podcast, because knowledge is power, and you can find me at komando.com.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.